Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a busy day. We got a lot to talk about, but I have to start by talking about Israel. Obviously, that's the elephant in the room. This was absolutely horrific what happened over the weekend. 350 drones ballistically going into Israeli airspace to kill civilians. Fascinatingly, U.S. helped, U.K. helped, I think France helped, Jordan helped even to stop some of these missiles from coming in. And Jordan said, look, they were going to hurt our citizens, you know, stop this. And world leaders are meeting and asking Israel not to retaliate against Iran. Iran has been backing Hamas. Iran has been behind a lot of the assaults on U.S. bases in Syria and Iraq and in Israel and in the Middle East. And so Iran's not going away. And in terms of their desire to cause mayhem in the Middle East. And, you know, people are saying, oh, well, we're going to be going into World War III and there's going to be now this Middle East war, you know, all because of Israel. Nobody asked for October 7th to happen. Nobody asked. Things were pretty damn peaceful for the most part until Hamas comes in, backed by Iran, murdering over 1,200, taking over 250 hostages, killing babies, raping children, raping women, killing people while they were being raped, throwing them in ovens. Horrible, horrible things that were done. And then this conflict is now into month six. And Iran decides, well, why don't we, you know, join in a little bit more directly? And so, you know, what this teaches us as Americans is terrorism will want to continue to do terror. You would think the average person on this earth wants peace. You would think they'd be like, look, you know, let's just, Jordan realizes it. You know, Jordan is right next to Israel. Jordan and Israel work together on certain things. They're neighbors, not really wanting, you know, to go into full scale war. But terror groups have nothing better to do than to cause terror. And you would think, well, you know, when you look at the psychology of all this, because we talk a lot about psychology on this show, not that I'm a psychologist, I'm a family doctor, but still, you know, we look at the psychology of things. When you have a terror group who has nothing to lose, you know, you would think, okay, war, there's so many losses. You have so much to lose, nothing to gain. Why go for war? People will be killed. People will be hurt. You could be killed. Well, these terrorists, they don't give a damn about that. They don't give a damn about innocent civilians being killed. I mean, look at what Hamas did. Hamas goes into Israel and then they run back and hide behind hospitals, behind schools, behind their civilians. Go out on the battlefield. Go out on the battle. You want to fight Israel? Go out on the battlefield and fight Israeli soldiers without civilians being in the way. That's what battlefields are for. Civilians leave. All right, we're going to have it out. Let's have our chess match. But no. They cause terror and then they run and hide behind innocent civilians. Terrorist groups don't give a damn about civilians getting hurt and they don't care about them dying. They want to be martyred. So when you're dealing with that sort of thinking, you can't use the logic that we use, you know, in the U.S. or the U.K. or European countries. I mean, we look at war as being absolutely devastating. Nobody wants war. I mean, we may internally love a fight. We might want to kick somebody's ass. But that doesn't mean we think our country should go to war The average American, whether they're Republican or Democrat, does not want to go to war. The average Israeli doesn't want to go to war. The average, you know, British person, Great Britain, or somebody from the UK, the average person does not want this. And so world leaders are asking Israel to not retaliate against Iran. Now, the reason why Israel is in this very, very tough spot is if they don't, you know, it's this concept of, you know, if somebody is shooting arrows at you, you can knock out every arrow. But if you knock out the archer, all the arrows stop. Now, I don't think Israel has any plans to knock out Iran, you know, these defense systems, thank God, and thank God with the help of other countries, didn't kill and hurt as many civilians and tourists and Americans and whoever was in Israel at the time. Very, very grateful. But when is the next attack going to happen? I mean, people need to sleep. People need to go back to school. Kids need to know they're going to be safe. Wasn't there a child who was killed by or hurt by shrapnel in this last attack? They need to be able to be in their beds and know that terror groups are not going to try and attack them. So what's the answer? Well, again, you can't use logic when you're thinking about terrorism. So what these world leaders need to do, what the UN needs to do, what NATO needs to do, and Israel isn't a part of NATO. But NATO and the UN and everybody knows that Israel is such a huge ally of America, of Europe, and that there's so many freedoms that are allowed in Israel that aren't allowed in other countries for the LGBTQAI+ community, for tourists to come and worship, for people to have religious freedom. You know, the other countries know that Israel has to exist. And they also know that, I mean, Israel will pack a punch. You mess with them, they're going to fight back. And they're going to fight back because they aren't a part of NATO. They don't have all these countries saying that they will, you know, fight to the death to protect them. It's on them. And when you look at the size of their country, they are, what, 1/100th of the size of Iran? And Iran is, what, 1/8 of the Middle East in terms of size? I don't know. You guys know the geography. We are talking about a sliver of land that has to be protected to the fullest. And so, you know, what I think the leaders need to do is, one, get the hostages back. Get the hostages back. And two, make a united front against terrorism. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every now and then we have a doctor that is horrifically hurting patients. Comes out in the news. And it starts to rattle everybody's faith as it pertains to the medical profession and if they could trust their doctor. And so this case, I can't even explain what could have been going on in this guy's mind. But an anesthesiologist from Texas was apparently poisoning IV bags that eventually caused cardiac arrest in patients. It wasn't until one of his colleagues took one of these IV bags home for dehydration, died, that an investigation was done. And from what I understand, he's been found guilty, I believe, on 10 counts. So Fox News is calling him the medical terrorist. He has been a 12-person jury, found Dr. Reynaldo Ortiz guilty on all 10 counts. There was nearly 7 hours of deliberation. And he apparently caused several patients to die of cardiac emergencies. Dr. Melanie Caspar, one of his colleagues, died after using one of the IV bags to manage dehydration at home. I believe it was bupivacaine. He was putting medications that were that can affect your nerves, can affect your breathing, could affect your heart, and injecting these into IV bags. Why? Why? He's psychotic? I don't know. How a doctor could get through medical school, can get through the boards, can get through practice this long, but they get through. They get through, and I can't explain it. It's not a high point in medicine, you know, having to talk about this. But when you look at some of the surveillance videos, you see him placing an IV bag on a stainless steel warmer outside an operating room. And then you see another staffer take the bag, and then a patient ends up having a heart attack at that same time. And I'm looking at some video where it looks like he kind of is trying to walk around some of the staff come, and he's looking around, and another staff person comes, so he kind of goes the other way, and he pivots. Okay, anesthesiologists don't have time to be walking around and wandering and then pivoting. Something, apparently this is when he was drying up the drugs and injecting them. Dr. Melanie Caspar took one of the contaminated IV bags home on June 21st to rehydrate due to an illness. After immediately inserting the IV into her vein, she suffered a serious cardiac event and died. The autopsy showed she was poisoned by bupivacaine, a numbing agent that the Justice Department said rarely abused, but used to alleviate pain during surgery. And so, you know, when you apparently there were 13 patients between May and August 2022 who experienced similar cardiac emergencies. Prosecutors charged the doctor with causing bodily injury to four of the patients in August. And again, the prosecution had to, prove beyond a reasonable doubt that it was what was in the IV bag that killed him, as opposed to another random cardiac event or, you know, somebody undergoing surgery. And he could have been also pretty wily about finding his victims who could have had other medical issues that could have been blamed for post-operative MI or post-operative heart attack, as opposed to what he did with the IV bag. This is why autopsies are so important. I understand a lot of individuals, based on their religion, cannot necessarily undergo an autopsy because the autopsy, can alter the organs, as very thorough analysis of organs and blood, get done. Many people feel that they cannot be doing that post-mortem. But I would encourage anybody who doesn't have the religious restrictions, if somebody died and there's not a lot of logic as to why that death happened, to make sure an investigation is done, because we need to fish out these bad actors and these individuals that are there. I mean, look at that doctor in Las Vegas who was using ketamine to knock out patients and then filming having sex with them. I can't explain how it happens. To get through medical school, it's very difficult through all the vetting and all the interviewing and all the things you have to do to be able to get in medical school and pass. It's really difficult for somebody with severe mental illness to get that far. So then the next question is were they really good and keen at hiding it? Or did the mental illness happen later? Did they become homicidal maniacs? And the medical boards have a means to screen for that. I mean, we have medical boards, we have CME, we have avenues for patients to be able to inquire about a doctor's behavior or a doctor's attitude or a doctor's actions. And so if a medical board sees that there's a pattern of something happening and something be done, they could call it and say, we're going to bring you in and we're going to investigate and we're going to ask for an evaluation, etc. But if he's using IV bags on patients who are vulnerable and then they end up dying, and nobody's linking it until a healthy person goes home and immediately dies of heart or cardiac arrest after using an IV bag. This stuff could be going on for years. And apparently he shot a neighbor's dog. I mean, he's had a history. And so for those of you going, well, how do I know? You know, my anesthesiologist isn't going to hurt me. Anesthesiologists are some of the most gifted physicians out there. And I have been very blessed with anesthesiologists who have taken care of me. I mean, honestly, you want to kiss the surgeon's butt. But I got to say, when I meet that anesthesiologist, it is all compliments. And it is all, I mean, you have my life in your hands. The anesthesiologist is one of the most important people in that OR. But they are also the least seen. Many patients don't have a very close relationship with their anesthesiologist. First time I meet the anesthesiologist oftentimes is, you know, when I'm naked and I'm getting ready for surgery. Like, hi, how's it going? I mean, I'm in my gown, trying to look all nice and hi, how's it going? But you know, you're waiting for surgery. And so patients are a little nervous about a case like this because they can't vet the doctor themselves. How do they know that the anesthesiologist isn't going to hurt him? Number one, it shouldn't be happening. This is a rare case. This doctor should have never been practicing. But, you know, for those of you who are concerned, you know, it's very simple. The doctor who is doing your surgery, make sure you know that doctor. And that doctor will most often use an anesthesiologist that they trust, that they trained, that they've worked with. And a physician, a surgeon, will not want their patient dying postoperatively. That doesn't look good for them. Then they get investigated. So they want to make sure that whoever is in that OR, whoever is operating that surgical center or operating the OR or the hospital, that they are at tip-top shape. Because any sort of post-operative complication that happens on a patient reflects badly on them. So before you go into surgery, ask your medical provider, is this an anesthesiologist you know? You know, is this somebody you trust? And 99.99% of them, the surgeons are like, absolutely, he does all my surgeries, he or she. I work with them religiously. So I wouldn't panic. I don't think there's other anesthesiologists out there that do this. But every now and then we hear of somebody doing horrific, despicable, disgusting things. And them being physicians allow them to have this sort of avenue where they're not watched. But they are being watched. You know, nurses watch to make sure doctors aren't taking narcotics, because if the narcotics go missing, the nurses get blamed. There's a lot of checks and balances that happen. Nurses make sure that the doctors aren't leaving instruments in you or gauze in you. I mean, there's a checks and balances. And I don't know how this doctor got away with it, especially there was video. Isn't anybody watching the videos? I mean, now the video footage is coming out, but aren't they watching? And I think hospitals, it's on the hospital to observe and see and make sure this kind of stuff isn't happening. But please, you know, don't let this rattle your faith. Now, doctors, in order to do what they do, they have to dedicate their lives. They have to have amazing ethics. They have to love people and they have to want to heal. There should be no reason somebody turns psychotic and turns to want to hurting people. That's just pure evil. And I don't know what possesses them. I don't know what, you know, is it a brain tumor? Like, I don't know. But we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue an upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches and the refineries transition to the more costly summer gas blend.
Drug shortages have reached an all-time high in the U.S. During the first 3 months of 2024, there were 323 active medication shortages. Some of the most concerning involve generic injectable medications, including cancer chemotherapy drugs and emergency medications stored in hospital crash carts and procedural areas. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite nonprofits is YMCA. And for over three decades, the YMCA has hosted Healthy Kids Day. We've spoken about this on the show before. And they've hosted this at locations across the country to celebrate and teach healthy habits to kids and their families. God bless them for this. Here to highlight what's new at this year's event is Heidi Brasher. Heidi Brasher is Senior Director with the YMCA. She helps leverage innovation and strategy at the national level in support of the diverse needs of the 2,600-plus local YMCAs across the country. Heidi Brasher, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia. So excited to be with you today.
Well, this is awesome. I love it. I love it. Healthy Kids Day. Love that. Talk to us about what it is and why the YMCA holds it every year.
Yeah, we love it, too. It is such a great event. We've been hosting it since 1992. It's a national initiative, as you said, and really what we're focused on is the health and well-being of our kids and our families. That's so important to us. We're looking at starting to create healthy habits as kids, encouraging active play. But if we do this right, what we really want to do is inspire kids to really fall in love with a lifetime of physical activity, right? We want to start those habits early and encourage them throughout their life.
PE will end, let's say, in early high school, and that'll be the last day that many people work out and exercise. And you need to exercise every day. This isn't just about PE twice or three times a week. You need to have healthy, you know, activity throughout your lifetime and every day.
Absolutely. And the Y is a great place to do that, right? You can find something at the YMCA when you're a kid that you can stay engaged in, when you're a young adult, like you said, after high school, when you're a family member, you know, a mom or a dad, even when you're a senior, there's something at the YMCA that will keep you engaged and active all throughout your life. And so Healthy Kids Day for us is getting that started, right? That's the beginning of connecting you to a lifetime of physical activity.
So what type of activities, what do they do?
Yeah, so that is the fun part. The activities at Healthy Kids Day look a little different depending on the YMCA that you attend. But there's some things that we know all YMCAs do, right? You can expect to maybe try a fitness class, like a family yoga or a family Zumba class. You might witness a healthy cooking demonstration, right? Nutrition is a big part of staying really healthy. And so we'll have nutritional food and education at these events. You could try some sports. You could swim. You might be engaged in some arts or some STEM activities. Lots of different things to see what you might be interested in and get you engaged.
And, you know, it's important that you're incorporating the parents, because when kids see the parents not exercise, you know, complain about working out, or I'm not going to do that, or then, you know, we also need to, what helps a child? Their parents being alive, you know? And so I love the fact that you're incorporating the parents. We're speaking to YMCA Senior Director of Movement, Engagement, Strategy, and Innovation, Heidi Brasher. So yes, yeah, Heidi, so I think that's fantastic. Talk to us about what's new with Healthy Kids Day this year.
Yeah, we're super excited this year because we have a national partner and sponsor, Peanuts. Everybody loves Snoopy, of course. They're our national partner this year, and really thinking about together how we get more access to great programs like summer camp, camp leadership programs, conversations around conservation. How do we get kids more connected to the outdoors, to being active, to staying active? And Peanuts is really helping us spread the word this year.
Gosh, you know, I love that. We speak about how I'm very frustrated that we lose out on 3 months a year of children learning and being active. And summertime could either be the most exciting, most educational part of a child's school year, or it could be a regression. And YMCA gets a lot of credit for being there for kids and for families, reasonably priced. Summer's coming up. What does it cost to be a part of the YMCA?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it really depends on your community, right?
Right.
Our YMCAs are built and thrive in their communities, so that looks different by community. Depends on what you want to be engaged with. But I think the biggest message as we think about what does it cost to be engaged with the Y is that we want a YMCA experience to be available for all. We're always working with partners and sponsors and funders to keep the Y available for all. And so we never want a family to think, oh, I can't afford the Y. Go to your local Y, have a conversation, and talk about how you can be engaged in the YMCA. I think that's the most important message. And try Healthy Kids Day, because that'll give you a great idea of who's at the Y, who you can talk to, and where you might spend the summer. I love how you talk about the summer being a time for education. We sneak that in there with fun on
top
of it. And so definitely be engaging summer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the mission of the YMCA, I mean, I've obviously known about you, I mean, ever since the song, which really helped. I mean, that was fantastic. You know, I mean, in terms of relevancy and in terms of, but, you know, YMCA is still growing strong. You know, talk to us in the final minutes about the mission and, you know, what YMCA wants to do.
Yeah, we believe in the potential of every child in our communities, in our YMCAs. We want to come alongside parents and communities to partner for kids to find and develop and recognize that potential. And that's what Healthy Kids Day is a start of, but that's really what our connection to the YMCAs and communities does. And so we're looking for that potential, and we want to nurture that potential in everyone that we meet.
I love it. Heidi, where can people go for more information?
Best place to check us out is ymca.org/HKD for Healthy Kids Day. There you can input your local information, find out which YMCA near you is having an event, and be sure to join them on Healthy Kids Day.
I love it. Heidi, can't wait to have you back. Good luck with everything. Anything our show could do to help, please let us know. And God bless.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You too. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I love it. I 3 months of the school year, these kids get bored. They're home. They're not around other kids. They're forgetting a lot of the stuff they learned. If we're not going to make school year-round, or what I've always said is, can winter break be longer and summer break be shorter? It's ridiculous that winter break's only 2 weeks and everybody comes back sick and they have to miss most of January anyway because of all the colds and flu. You know, I really think we need to revamp how we're doing the school year. And YMCA does a fantastic job of filling in some of the gaps. And, you know, I've never known anybody to not have fun at the Y. And so Healthy Kids Day is April 20th of 2024. You know, good for them. Definitely check out their website. And, you know, for those of you parents, it's April and you're like, you know, and I get it's tax day. We'll talk about that after we get through our taxes. You know, many of you are kind of stressed. What do we do with the kids? We don't have money to go on vacation all summer long. It's hot. Now, we don't want the kids to get into trouble. You know, adults have to work. Adults are working. And you know, it was always frustrating for my kids because they're like, well, you know, what do we do? And I'm like, I have to work. I have to work in June. I have to work in July. I have to work in August. I don't get to have off. And we're teaching kids that work doesn't happen. And then all of a sudden, they have to get a summer job or they have to, you know, deal with real life. And they're like, but it's summer. It's not summer vacation. Summer vacation is not, summer does not mean vacation. Summer is a season. And you could be doing a lot, whether it's working on your physical activity, whether it's working on your arts and crafts, whether it's, you know, working on your math or reading. But I think we really need to utilize our summers a lot better. So God bless the YMCA for that. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So obviously one of the larger headlines of the day next to what happened this weekend with Iran's assault on Israel is former President Donald Trump. His trial has kicked off today in Manhattan. And this trial has been called the hush money trial, which I think half the country thinks this is absolutely ridiculous. The other half of the country is hoping that this could prevent Trump from becoming the next president. I don't think it would. It's definitely fueling voters. But he has to defend himself. And I think he has to, right now it's just jury selection. But Trump has to be in court for all of it. Again, a way to keep him from campaigning. Now, he was in Pennsylvania. I got to tell you, you know, for his age, he is just navigating the country, being there at events. So he was in Pennsylvania, I think, yesterday. But here he is in a Manhattan courtroom. And I think they are trying to select the jury. Yeah, they're asking jury members if they have any opinion on Trump or any opinion on the former president. How are you going to find a non-biased jury? Not to mention, how many people do you think, you know, really want to be on this jury? You know how everybody kind of groans about jury duty? But if you get to be on the jury for a case like this, I remember the movie The Juror. People were so afraid to be on the jury because they thought that the mob would go after, you know, the juror members and kill them and all that. But this is a jury case where I think people are just scrambling to be on because they get to be in the same room as the president and then later book deals and all that. And so, you know, I just don't know how objective, you know, a jury can be. Now, somebody could say, well, you're going to have a lot of supporters that are going to want to get on the jury to be there to help him or support him. I don't know. You know, you're going to have people that want to do him in. I don't know. It just, you're not supposed to be on a jury if you love the guy or hate the guy. You're not supposed to know who he is. You're not supposed to have an opinion. So how is the prosecution and the defense going to determine if somebody is lying, faking? You know, it's this is a mess. This is an absolute mess. So this is called the quote unquote hush money case. Not exactly sure how this differs from an NDA, non-disclosure agreements. Those are, even though those are contracts, and you know, but non-disclosure agreements oftentimes have money associated with it. But this is called hush money, according to the mainstream media. And the according to Fox News, the trial's origins reaches back to October of 2016. I guess Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, paid former pornographic actor Stormy Daniels $130 to allegedly quiet her claims of an alleged extramarital affair she had with Trump back in 2006. Reportedly, he met her at a golf charity tournament. I don't know. Trump has denied having an affair with Daniels. And the case also will highlight two other payments, one $30,000 to a Trump Tower doorman who claimed that Trump fathered a child out of wedlock, and arranged a $150,000 payment through a tabloid publisher. I'm not sure if that's the Inquirer. People are talking about the Inquirer, to former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who also claimed she had an affair with Trump, and she sold her story to the tabloid. Trump has denied these allegations. Prosecutors allege that the Trump Organization reimbursed Cohen and fraudulently logged the payments as legal expenses. So according to Fox News, during the election, this is Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg said during the election, Trump and others employed a catch and kill scheme to identify, purchase, and bury negative information about him and boost his electoral prospects. Trump then went to great lengths to hide his conduct, causing dozens of false entries and business records they claim to conceal criminal activity, including attempts to violate state and federal election laws. So I guess catch and kill schemes are understood as tactics used by media and publishing companies to buy the rights of a person's story with the intention of burying the information. So Bragg announced Trump's indictment in April of 2023 with 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. Then the charges stem from checks reimbursing Cohen over a 12-month period for paying Daniels in 2016. Cohen was arrested in 2018 and pled guilty to campaign finance charges and lying to Congress. He was sentenced to 3 years of prison and since then has been released. Falsifying business records, according to Fox News, is a misdemeanor, but prosecutors are working to prove that Trump falsified records with the intent to commit or conceal a crime. Then that would be a felony. So would he go to jail? Well, the charges against him carry more than a decade in prison if he is convicted on every count. Now, legal experts are saying this is a BS case. No, this wouldn't stand. Other legal experts are saying he wouldn't be in jail. No. You know, he might be given probation. You know, if the jury found him guilty, and you know, this is somebody who obviously half the country really, really like. You know, and maybe even more when you look at the poll numbers for president. And I have never seen somebody in court so many times in such a short period of time. And it is fueling and making him stronger and stronger. If this jury, now that is claiming to be, once they pick him, claiming to be completely undecided and having absolutely no opinion. I mean, I'm sure everybody in this country has an opinion about Biden and Trump at this point. You know, I mean, unless you live, you know, in Antarctica and have been gone for the past 8 years and haven't seen all the, you know, trials and tribulations of politics, and you come back to America going, okay, now what's going on? You have an opinion. Either you financially, either on the border, on how you've been doing, on your health care, you have an opinion. There is no way that there are going to be unbiased people. Now, you might have some individuals who really, really, really want to be on the jury that will try to empty their mind and really try to give it a good go. I think there's some individuals who really want to be do-gooders, but I think there's so much secondary gain that this is a mess. And again, it's in Manhattan. He's going to be dealing with judges that haven't been very friendly to him in the past. And so, you know, Bragg has turned this into a felony, falsified business records, if that's what Trump did, or misdemeanors in New York. But they say if he did it to cover another crime, it's a felony. And so, you know, what crime was it? You know, sleeping with a porn star, is that a crime? People do it all the time. I don't know any porn stars. But they're saying it's because of campaign finance. He did this to conceal, and they're going to try to link that. And so I'm not a lawyer. I don't see how any of this would hold. But we have been seeing things that just don't make sense at what, $455 million settlement again, not settlement, but judgment against him for exaggerating the value of some of his assets to a bank loan. I mean, $455 million when O.J. Simpson got like what, a $34 million judgment for killing two people, allegedly. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So we'll see what happens, but all eyes on this case. I just don't know how we're going to find an impartial jury. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.